Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mully and Haw, live and local, Chicago sports talk for your morning on 670 The Score.
The breaking ball down and away, he's had great command of that slider down and away to the right-hand hitter.
Cub fans are standing, thousands of them, behind the Cubs dugout. Diamondbacks down to their last strike and the 2-2 pitch on the way.
Check swing, did he go? Yes, he did. Cubs win the ball game. There's the slider you just mentioned, Ron. Good call by you. And a big win for this Cubs ball club as they beat the Diamondbacks by a score of 3-2. What a ball game.
Another great win for the Chicago Cubs. It's Mully and Haw on the score, and we're delighted to welcome in our colleague, the author himself, Danny Parkins, is here with us this morning. It's the first day that your book is actually out. So congratulations for that. I've always embraced my role as unpublished author, but now that you have a book out, you got to feel great about it.
It's nice to see you this early, Danny.
Yeah.
I know it had to be a struggle to get up. You're always working.
You know it's hard for me, David.
I know.
The four and the two-year-old. I normally can wake up and ease into my day with the chaos at home.
Plus, these night games. We just heard the Cubs last out. And
my
if you
God.
Had to stay up for that.
Well, yep. I mean, Nico
and
Horner,
that, I know.
Star of the show. He'll be on at 2:30 today, Parkins and Spiegel.
Right. And you got Jed at 3.
Jed at 3, yeah.
That's pretty good. The plan is working. I think that's fair to say. Bummer about, say, a Suzuki.
This team is snake bit.
Yeah, you worry a little bit about that. But they've had a great start to the first month of the season, which looked on paper like it was going to be more difficult than it's been.
No question. It's just in the strength, I think they would have said organizationally coming into the year was depth, but it's being tested.
Challenged.
Yeah. You know, I mean, Tyone and Steele and Merriweather and now Saya.
And you have Nico today at 2:30.
Yeah.
Jed at 3.
Yeah.
Jed Hoyer at 3 o'clock. And you know what? Craig Counsell has never sounded more engaged on Friday. Great interview.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Thank you.
Interview.
Yeah, I was out.
Oh, you were out.
Yeah, I missed it. I missed it. I know.
Sorry about
that. It's okay.
Are you
classic
making a connection there?
Vegas Haw.
Okay.
That was a backhanded slap if ever I heard.
Craig Counsell was engaged.
He was good.
Yes.
He was very good. He was very good. It's going to be fun. We're going to get him every other Thursday, although the first appearance was on a Wednesday before opening day, and then the second appearance was on a Friday because of the West Coast for some reason. So we're going to get him every other week, and I hope to be there the vast majority of the time.
Yeah, I'm sure you will be. So tell us about the book. So you wrote this book with your childhood friend. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, Ben Kaplan and I have been best friends since third grade, and he went to, and our, our parents are friends, our wives are friends, our sons are friends. He lives 10 minutes away from me, and I was the best man at his wedding. He was a groomsman in mine, and I don't think we've ever talked on the phone. I'm not sure if we've ever talked once. We're guys. Wow. Like, he lives 10 minutes away, and he texts me. He goes, "Hey, can you get on the phone? I got an idea to run by you." I'm like, "Oh, this must be serious." And so we get on the phone, and he says, "Did you know that 12 of the 30 teams in the NBA are either coached or ran, GM or president of basketball operations, by a former D3 player?" And I was like, "No, I had no idea. That's crazy." He's like, "I think there's a book in here, but no one's going to buy a book on this subject matter from me, a data analyst." I'm like, "Yeah, that's probably true." He's like, "Would you want to partner up and do this with me?" And I almost said no because of all the things that were going on in my life at the time. My dad's dementia was decreasing rapidly. My brother had just been diagnosed with brain cancer, had one son, had another along the way. But I really wanted to work on something with him and thought maybe I could use the distraction. And so we did. And about 3 years later, Pipeline to the Pros is available now.
Great anecdotes, a lot of big names, Van Gundy and Pop and all the things. Obviously, everyone's going to have their favorite anecdote. I wonder what yours is. Mine was, I love, and this is, you're going to chuckle at this, but mine was the Brad Stevens one. One where Brad Stevens and Frank Vogel, and you know, you trace Brad Stevens at DePaul University.
Yeah.
My brother worked with Brad Stevens at Eli Lilly, so I kind of take a special interest in him. And obviously being a Hoosier, so that's a great example, though. A guy who DePaul University, played point guard there, went to Butler, kind of accidentally ended up at Butler, has all the success there, ends up as a coach of the Celtics, and look at him now.
I mean, and so many things along the way. He was getting ready, if the coach at Butler doesn't leave and he gets that head coaching job, he was getting ready to leave Butler, take the best D3 job he could get, and he wanted to plant roots.
Thad Matta was, and then...
Exactly. And so he was... He did not think he was going to go to the NBA and be. He is the closest to Theo Epstein of any person I've ever talked to in sports. He's somehow a better GM than he was a coach. He was an incredible coach. He was at Eli Lilly, like you said, a truly brilliant guy. We talked for about 90 minutes just about leadership, hiring, firing, his origin story, what he looks for. And I honestly think if we would have been in like suit and tie on stage in front of Morgan Stanley or JP Morgan, they would have paid him a $50,000 speaking fee. You know what I mean? It was truly, truly incredible to talk to him.
I really like the Van Gundy thing. I love the idea that he started out at Yale, which makes no sense to me. And he transfers to, where did he go?
Menlo. He goes to Menlo Junior College, then to Brockport, then to Nazareth. Four different places.
But that, I mean, you know, that guy, I'm not a huge fan of his just because of the whole Bulls thing. I got tired of him.
Sure.
But that guy is so gym rat. He is so, and his brother's a lot like him, only more likable. But they are, that's what you're talking about here. And he did the foreword to the book, which is pretty awesome. But what you're talking about are guys that are basketball lifers that are in Division III, but they find a way to play, to stay with the game. When you're around the NBA, that's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with people that just could sit there and talk basketball forever. It doesn't matter. Billy Donovan, a lot like that. Obviously not a Division III guy. But there are guys in the NBA that all they want to do is talk basketball, and they just want to live basketball. And it's amazing to see some of the journeys that you portray here.
Yeah, that was kind of the idea of it. Billy Donovan, by the way, hired by Sam Presti, a D3 guy.
There you go.
But Jeff Van Gundy just wanted to play basketball. He just wasn't ready to give up on playing. So he goes to Yale thinking he's going to play. They tell him, "We're not even going to let you try out." So he's willing to give up a Yale degree to go to Menlo Junior College. Then he's like, "Ah, well, my dad's at Brockport. I'll go to Brockport." Then they fire his dad at Brockport. He's like, screw that, out of loyalty. Ends up at Nazareth. And, I mean, Jim Rat is perfect. I mean, there were so many crazy stories of his time at Nazareth. Like, other team deploying a triangle and two, him ripping the whiteboard out of his coach's hands and drawing up what their offense is going to be. My favorite one was he's playing in a game, overtime ends, first overtime ends, and the game is tied, but there's a technical foul on his team. Free throws, game's going to be over. Jeff Van Gundy goes to the ref and says, no, I've been in this situation before. My dad's a coach. The free throws need to be at the start of the second overtime. And the ref buys it.
Oh my.
And they play a second overtime. And, you know, his team wins the game. And then, like, a week or two later, he sees the same ref because it's obviously a lot of repeats. And that guy's like, USOB. And he starts cursing around. He's like, you know how much trouble I got into? These guys are just absolutely insane. And then once one of them gets in, like anything else,
they start hiring their
friends and they start proving their worth.
Who was the most challenging get or the most satisfying interview?
Okay, those are different questions.
Okay.
Most satisfying interview is probably Hubie Brown. 2 hours and 45 minutes, and he cried on the phone.
Oh, my gosh.
It was unbelievable.
What did you ask him?
It was just about...
He cried because he was hungry. That's a long time to go without eating.
He called me back after the interview ended, and I missed the call. And he left me a voicemail apologizing for how long he kept me on the phone.
Wow.
And I talked to people who know him, and they're like, yeah, that's just Hubie. Like, I can't believe you only had an hour allotted for the interview. That's, like, going to be for the introductions. But I read him a quote about something that Greg Popovich had said about him, and he got very emotional thinking about it and how close their wives are and the idea that he could have had an impact on someone that impactful. So that was the most memorable. So we didn't get to talk to Pop, and we didn't get to talk to Presti, and it became a part of what we wrote about, because part of their ethos is their secrecy. And we talked to a ton of people at Emerson and who had worked for around Presti, and then a ton of people at Pomona, and then people who worked with Pop. But, like, the academic advisor at Pomona said, part of the reason I'm still close with Pop is because I don't forward along requests. Yeah. Like, he's like, the first rule of Greg Popovich is you do not talk about Greg Popovich.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I talked to PJ Carlissimo, who was an assistant with Pop, and he would just say, nope, not going to answer that. Just, like, too probing. And I'm like, this is a positive story.
Right.
And these guys, you know, so it was just, it was interesting that branch, like, the Van Gundys could not be more media friendly, could not be more accessible, but the Popovich branch of this thing, so much of it is very Belichickian and shrouded in secrecy.
Good comparison.
Yeah. Boy, Pop was a great coach. Still remains a great coach.
I wish that he would take a different approach to that, because whenever he talks about anything, you could have been on 2 hours and 45 minutes with him and never get to basketball.
No, right. Exactly. And that's part of this, too. Like, these guys with these well-rounded educations who are curious and interesting. And, man, I mean, the Spurs were pretty honest along the way. They were like, we'll keep running up the flagpole. We'll keep trying. And I was like, how about if we just talk to him about people he hired? And that he brought, like, Sam Presti and Mike Budenholzer figured people love praising other people. No. What if we just talk about Pomona? No. But the Thunder, they strung us along. I'm very upset at the Thunder organization.
Did you think about going there? For Pop, I mean, just trying to catch him.
Yeah, so there was definitely some thought in that. Listen, I mean, this is a side hustle for us.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Right,
we both have full-time jobs. We both were dealing with a ton. We have five kids between us. There was not a travel budget, so we would have been out of our own pocket. Tried to go see him here when they came through. Afternoons obviously make it tricky, but also didn't get him the one time I went on a press pass to get there. But honestly, we talked to so many people about them. And then we could find old stuff where they were talking. I mean, Pop said, I'm a Division III guy. How did this happen? To open his speech to go into the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
You know, so, like, there's stuff out there
his
on
Hall
these guys.
His Hall of Fame speech was phenomenal.
It was incredible. And so, it was a bummer to not get to talk to them, but I think we still covered their
story.
How
about Mike Fratello?
God, he was awesome. And I think there might be something, too. Some of the biggest analysts, Hubie Brown.
Wanting to explain themselves.
Yeah.
Yes. But, let me put this on a telestrator. I started here and went there.
Yeah. Jeff Van Gundy, Mike Fratello, Hubie Brown, Stan Van Gundy. These guys are great analysts. And so, like, the czar of the telestrator talking to him was just like a real treat. Played more football and baseball in college than basketball.
Mike Fratello did?
Yeah.
I can't see him playing football.
Three-sport D3 athlete, fell into basketball as a happy accident, and then made a career out of it. Incredible guy to talk to. Incredible. And, you know, Casey Johnson, I know friend of this show.
Beloit.
Beloit.
The pride of Beloit.
He
never saw a shot he didn't like.
No, but he was super helpful in, like, connecting us with some people, and he was saying that he was, like, a little mad and jealous because he wanted to do a big Sunday Tribune feature on this, and he connects with people around the NBA. But he read the book in like 2 days. Well, he read a very rough copy of a manuscript many, many, many months ago. But when we gave him the final copy, his praise of it just meant so much, because I know this is not going to be a New York Times bestseller, and I'm pulling at some heartstrings with the charitable component, donating a portion of every book sold to Brain Cancer Research and Brain Up, the great Chicago-based charity that I'm involved with in honor of my brother. But like, for KC to be like, you guys nailed it.
Right.
You captured the experience of the D3 athlete. You captured the work ethic and the network. The people who have read it that are in this world, it's being very well received by all. It was very easy to get interviews, with the exception of the Presti and the Popovich.
People want to share their stories.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Success stories.
They are proud of it.
How about the writing process? How hard was that for you, who, you know, natural communicator, but not natural writer?
Yeah. Tough, long. Thankful to collaborate with Ben, who's brilliant. A lot of Google Docs, a lot of back and forths. You know what I mean? Tricky, but over 800 hours of research, just over 100 interviews, and then writing a book that, you know, it's over 90,000 words. You know what I mean? It was.
But it's very anecdotal, which makes it easy to read and probably a little bit easier to write. You keep it focused on the story.
Correct. I mean, that part, and that was my favorite part, was the interviews. I'm like, oh, today I've got an interview with Shaka Smart. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's cool. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of cool. Yeah. As a basketball fan, that's pretty amazing. Today it's Hubie Brown. Today it's Stan Van Gundy. Today it's Steve Clifford. Today it's Andy Greer. Like, whatever it was. So it was just like, pushing a boulder up a mountain, just a little piece at a time, and then the damn book shows up at your house.
And your co-author Ben Kaplan played Division III.
It's his passion project. Like, he's the one. Kobe Altman, who runs the Cavs, was an assistant for him at Amherst. Kobe played at Middlebury, but one of Ben's very good friends is involved high up in an NBA organization, who's a roommate of his, not a front-facing guy, but like, he was kind of aware of the story and then did the research and pitched it to me. And it was just kind of amazing. Like, the top 12 teams in the NBA right now, right? Five of the 12 are run by a D3 guy, and three of the 12 are coached by a D3 guy. That's crazy to me.
And I'm sure, like, your status as an afternoon host on The Score helped you get a hold of some of those people that he may have been throwing frisbees into the void.
That was the idea of the collaboration.
Yeah.
Was you have a knack for the research, and I have a knack for the interviewing and booking people. And honestly,
that would probably be good for 29 of the 30 teams, maybe not the Bulls.
Exactly. No, you're not wrong. The tides are maybe changing.
Okay, that's good.
They're maybe changing. Billy Donovan's done it once. but that was kind of the idea. And to be perfectly candid, not every publisher, you know, plenty passed, you know? So sure. like this was something that I think my media profile
helped
in our proposal. Like, I can get these people for interviews, and I know that I can get these people to promote and endorse the book. And by the way, thank you for, you guys were on that list. And you know what I mean? Like that. So it's like, oh, okay. There'll be a real promotional arm behind this thing.
Where can people get it today? Should they go to Amazon? Should they go to Walmart?
So it'll be at the big bookstores like Walmart and Target. But Amazon is probably the easiest. You know what I mean? Search Pipeline to the Pros wherever books are sold. It should be there. But it's available today, and the audiobook is available today as well, which is very exciting. So yeah, Pipeline to the Pros.
Do you read the audiobook?
All right. So there's a story there.
Yeah.
I had to apply and they turned me down.
No, 100%. Get out of here. Did you hire an actor?
You were a candidate 100%. To read your own audiobook as a radio guy?
And they said no.
Wow.
Yeah, I was furious about it. There was in our contract a contingent on the audiobook, like if there was interest, and they like sent us this email like congratulating us. Congrats. You know, we've sold the rights to your audiobook. It's, you know, X number of dollars and it's going to be great and it'll be out there for the release. And I was like, "Awesome. Can I do it?" And they were like, "They have someone attached to it who does these things. He's a professional. He's done hundreds of books." I was like, "Yeah, I know, but it's like my book, and I got a studio and a good voice." And they're like, "Well, I guess you could submit a sample." And I'm like, "So I have to read my book and audition."
That's hysterical.
And so I read the book and auditioned and sent it off, thinking I'm going to get this gig.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
And then they're like, "Yeah, they're going to go with their own guy."
That's funny.
I'm like, "How did I not?" I'm calling my agent. I'm like, "How did I not have?"
Unless they hired the guy that read the Harry Potter books and won it, you know, all sorts of old Grammys. And what the hell is that?
Insane. Insane. The publishing side of this is not my favorite yeah. side of this story. Wow. But you guys asked, I told you, and yes, that's you can get the audiobook, but it's not by me.
That you're able to stop by. I actually thought we were just doing a podcast. I didn't know for sure.
Thank you. You guys actually bring me on the radio show.
I thought this was a podcast. I know it was going to be a real interview,
Cleveland people bait and switching me with their radio show for their podcast. It's just an outrage.
Well, listen, Danny, thank you for coming in, and congratulations. That is a real-life accomplishment to get that done, especially through as difficult a time as you were going through. So,
Thank you.
It's a great read, and we highly recommend it.
Pipeline to the Pros, yep, with Woj. If you love basketball, you'll devour Pipeline to the Pros. Nice testimony.
That blew me away because I never met Woj, but got connected to him through Jeff Passan, and he said he would read it and then decide. And 30 hours later, he's like, "I've read 7 chapters." It was really, really cool. Thank you guys for allowing me to book myself on your show.
No, you're always welcome. Come in tomorrow. Stuff going on every day.
Might be sleeping.
We'll keep selling your
probably
book. Yeah, you might want to stay up and watch the Cubs instead.
See you, boys.
Great stuff. Thank you. That's Danny Parkage. You're listening to Mully and Haw on the Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Mornings with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
With the 7th pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Chicago Sky select Angel Reese, LSU.
Well, there it is, Angel Reese, the 7th overall pick of this draft, a champion at LSU a season ago. double-double machine. Her head coach, Kim Mulkey, here to celebrate. At 34 double-doubles last season, the most in a single season in D1 history, an All-American, an SEC Player of the Year, and now Angel Reese, a member of the Chicago Sky.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That was the WNBA draft last night. Big news, Caitlin Clark going number one is expected to the Indiana Fever, but the big local news is that the Sky got two players. Our thanks to ESPN for those highlights, but yes, they got two players who we've heard of, who we know about, who we've actually seen play.
I think they capitalized both on the opportunity to draft two players in Camila Cardoso and Angel Reese that will help them get every rebound. Also, Brenna Maxwell from Gonzaga, the guard. So they had three players, but Molly, I think they capitalized on the popularity of both those players who were part of the Final Four that set record viewing numbers, and the women's sport has never been more popular than right now, and Cardoso and Reese are two of the biggest reasons why.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, I have such a bad history with the WNBA. Like, I really wanted the Sky to draft Skylar Diggins, right? Because of the Sky thing. Take advantage of the name, and they drafted Deladon, who ended up being a phenomenal player and all that. I mean, they made the right choice. Mm-hmm. They didn't listen to me. So when I saw they had an opportunity to get a couple players that I'd heard of before,
you let they pass.
I was kind of like, I better shut up.
They're going to blow this.
Well, maybe there are better players. That
they didn't blow it.
That would be fit their team differently. I don't know. But apparently they needed size, and they got size. And then they came back in the second round, and as you mentioned, Brenna Maxwell, she transferred to Gonzaga after 3 years at Utah and is a pretty good shooter by all accounts.
She's the shooter.
Okay.
Angel Reese is the, I think,
kind
most
of power forward.
Power
type?
Forward, but most compelling player that they drafted. You mm-hmm. could make the argument Cardoso was obviously the best. She's 6'7", Brazilian, and she's on the South Carolina team that was undefeated. She made her own history. But Angel Reese is what I think people will be most, I think, drawn to the Sky because she's not only a great player, but she has a ton of charisma. And you heard some of that on Monday night when she was addressing exactly what it meant for her to be drafted by the Sky.
Yeah.
Well, Angel, you told me yesterday that you were talking to some veteran players and they told you it's not the number that you go, it's the fit of the team. How does this team fit you and your style?
I'm just so excited. I get to play with Camila. I've been playing against her since high school. So I'm excited to play with Camila, and Teaspoon is amazing and she's done some great things, and I'm excited to be coached by her.
The thing that I've admired about you, everywhere you've gone in your career, from high school to LSU, you win. How will you infuse that winning style and culture to Chicago?
Just coming in and being competitive, having an open mind every day to just want to work, and I'm just excited to learn from my vets.
You have helped elevate the women's basketball game. You have helped elevate the attention that we're having on this draft. What are you proud of that you've helped build in basketball right now?
Being able to leave my impact. So many different people came out today and how they can relate to me. So a kid from Baltimore not supposed to be here, and I'm just happy. And my mom is here, and my brother is here, and I wouldn't be able to do it without them.
Thanks to ESPN for those highlights. It was wild. Like, I guess the women's draft has never been – it had never sold tickets, and it sold out. I mean, you're coming off the Final Four.
Huge.
And you got everybody knowing who all these people are, and it was like – I mean, you know, Kim Mulkey's there for her, and Dawn Staley is there for Cardoso, and we saw Caitlin Clark
and you're,
there.
You know
and
who these people are.
Lisa
you,
Birdie.
You know who these people are because of the Final Four.
Exactly.
And Caitlin Clark went from Saturday Night Live to the Today Show Monday morning to all the interviews leading up to the draft, and then she was front and center for every appearance. That is how you take advantage of the popularity of sports being at its all-time high and how you maximize that. They play in a month.
She said she was more nervous about Saturday Night Live than playing at the National
Championship game. I kind of believe that because it's not as natural
to her.
She
seemed pretty good, though.
She seemed pretty good.
I mean, she's reading cards, but she seemed pretty good.
She did, and you heard Angel Reese there reference Teresa Witherspoon, the coach of the Sky.
Yes.
And Teaspoon. Is that what they call it? Teaspoon?
Okay.
Okay. We're learning a lot
of
new things.
We'll learn.
She's in 5 Halls of Fame, Teaspoon.
No way.
5 Halls of Fame, Molly. You look up like, oh, my gosh.
That's more than you.
Oh, that hurts.
No. So she's in the Indiana Hall of Fame?
She's in the Naismith Hall of Fame, the Texas Sports Hall of Fame, the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame, and the Louisiana Tech Athletic Hall of Fame. My goodness sakes.
Where is the Women's Hall of Fame? Wouldn't they have it
I don't know.
With the Hall of Fame?
I think it's a separate, separate entity.
Different building possibly. In a different place?
Possibly.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Big picture here. Let me zoom out for a second. Please. Let me ask you what you think of this.
Zoom away.
So, over the weekend, had yesterday off, mm-hmm. I went to the Hawks game on Sunday.
Cool
was
game
there
to
for,
go to.
Cool game.
Well, I'm just being
I know,
honest.
I know. It's the last regular season home game. Frankie Nazer was called up after Michigan lost in the Frozen Four.
He was signed immediately to a 3-year deal, and he played in the season finale.
Not only did he play in the regular season home finale, it was... He scored his first shot.
Not since Artemi Panarin.
Not exactly. The bread man. The bread man cometh again. Look, Frankie Nazer and Connor Bedard and Korchinski, they make you feel very good if you're a Hawks fan. Okay? Then you go to the Sky. They have a draft last night with 2 players that are going to be a big part of why they're worth watching. Oh, by the way, in 9 days... The Bears are going to draft Caleb Williams and maybe Roma Dunze if they do things the way we're telling them to do things, right?
Sure.
Look at the Cubs. Michael Bush, Rookie of the Year candidate. Rookie of the Year candidate, Dustin, and PCA on the way. A lot of young talent. I know there's someone in the White Sox that might factor into this. Nestrini, thank you.
Just kidding.
But still. And then
Jonathan Cannon.
Who's a great young hope for the Bulls? I don't know yet, but my point is that
Kobe.
This is like a changing, feels like there's some new faces and new dynamic players and athletes in town at a time where we desperately need them.
Can we hear the goal? This is something I'm really excited about.
Jones starting the breakout. What a pass for Nazar. Here he comes and he scores! Frank Nazar in his NHL debut gives the Blackhawks a 1-0.
Blackhawk goal, his first of the season.
How do you like me so far, says young Frank.
Where's the music?
It was just kicking in.
It was a little bit late. Yeah, but Frankie Nazar, I guess he's Frank now. Is he going to be Frank?
Oh, he's a grown man now.
Okay, I don't know.
Well, Billy Donovan says you can call him
Frankie. I want to call him Frankie Nazar because Frankie Nazar is going to be fun to watch if you like hockey, and I do. And so that was cool. And yeah, Molly,
And you had a hot dog. So, I mean, what more do you want out of life?
Let's talk about the hot dog for a second.
David sent a photo of him eating a hot dog, which was hysterical given his stance against hot dogs.
I was anti-hot dog, and I was hungry. And I was like, okay, I could go get the chicken nuggets. I could go get the beef. I could go get a ham, whatever. I went up to the concession stand.
And you heard yourself order a hot dog.
And I knew that you guys, I had talked about being anti-hot dog. And I said, I'm going all in. I'm doing this for Dustin. And I got a hot dog. And look, I had a hot dog. You're the one who got sick. That doesn't make any sense.
That's nice.
I had hot dogs last night.
I wasn't feeling very well when I saw that photo. And then I really,
See,
I could taste it.
My eating a hot dog gave you botulism.
That's right. Isn't that funny?
No.
How can you eat a hot dog and I get food poisoning?
I felt like it was sympathy pains.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But what did you think of it?
Just not much.
Curious. No,
not okay. much. No, right. Nothing against the Hawks and the
did
concession.
Did it not fill the hole?
It did, but I did also feel it for like the next 2 hours. I felt like a little bit.
You were belching it up?
I felt odd having my hunger removed from a hot dog. It just didn't feel right. It didn't sit right.
Well, I
too much mustard, too. I had too much mustard.
I went to a White Sox game. And we were doing a live broadcast, and Brooks brought up these special hot dogs, and it was like covered in sour cream. And I took like two bites out of the thing, and I belched that up for like a week. And I texted
sour cream.
Not sour cream, sauerkraut.
Okay, I'm just checking. I'm like, wait a minute.
Thank you.
Sour cream.
Sauerkraut. Let me tell you something. I mean, if you haven't eaten in a particular day and you're just like knocking down some coffee and someone gives you that, and I just was playing along, but God, did he get me. I mean, I was belching for a week. And he did that on purpose.
It happens. Yeah, I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did.
I mean, that's another reason to go to 35th and Shields. I mean, the hot dog with the grilled onions is...
Oh, the grilled hot dog is unbelievable.
It is spectacular.
It is. Really is.
I'm only going with the intent of getting a campfire milkshake.
Well, we still need clarification. I'm told you have to have that special one-level ticket to get that campfire milkshake.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
You can't just walk up and get it, like if you've got another level.
From outside?
You have to, like, scan the ticket to get in the area to buy that concession.
That doesn't seem like smart business. I heard that there may be a limit to how many they could sell in one day because they're not prepared. I don't know how you do that. I mean, why do you have your biggest acquisition in the off season?
That might be the MVP. Milkshake. That might be the MVP at 35th and Shields.
Right now, the campfire milkshake is leading. Yeah. Who's even close?
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe just because of the difficulty in recreating that as often as they like, that's why they're limiting the number of fans by playing as poorly.
Do you think that's it? Yeah, it could be.
It's part of my conspiracy theory.
Supply and demand type of thing?
Could be.
I think the campfire milkshake has increased the value of the franchise.
But, so, I mean, why else would you want to be this bad?
Has anybody gone to like TikTok and done like a redo of it yet? Anybody know about that? Like a take on the campfire milkshake?
I have not. Is that what they do on TikTok?
I think that's something they do on TikTok.
Yeah.
Well, like copycat versions of popular dishes and items.
I don't know if I've seen that. If there are any TikTokers out there, you know, let us know.
Well, you can check TikTok.
A lot of things to check.
If you don't mind the Chinese government having all your details. What? All right. We've got who's
Dan Lawrence.
Dan Lawrence. Okay.
Dan Lawrence. Yep.
All right. We got Dan Lawrence. Perfect.
But first, Molly, before we do that, we have to give away a couple tickets. Be the sixth caller to the Scores contest line, 312-540-0670. Win a pair of tickets to see Aerosmith, January 19th, 2025 at the United Center. Tickets on sale now, 312-540-0670. Be the sixth caller, and you can go for free. A pair of tickets on the way.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.